headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Sarah and Ella with your 11 a.m. headlines. In local news, the blue-banded bee has been named the first ever ABC Australian Insect of the Year. Beekeeper Anna Kurakin nominated the blue-banded bee, saying she was hopeful the bee's victory would translate into greater interest and awareness in all native insects. Dr. Kurakin said that insects receive comparatively little funded research compared to other animals, which more often capture the public's attention. Kurakin hopes that this will change as more people become aware of the crucial roles insects play in our ecosystems. In other local news, severe thunderstorms and heavy rainfall hit southeast Queensland last night, causing thousands of concert goers to evacuate from Riverstage, flash flooding, blackouts and rescues. Singer Tate McRae had yet to take the stage when the concert was evacuated into a nearby car park due to lightning activity. Three people were also rescued in separate flash flooding events on Sunday night, all in which were cars caught in floodwaters. Meteorologist Helen Reid said, "We're expecting more thunderstorms this afternoon through the Darling Downs, Maranoa, the Granite Belt and down into New South Wales. However, storms are more likely south of Brisbane." In national news, the remains of First Nations adults and children held by Californian institutions since the early 1900s have been handed back in a ceremony at Fowler Museum in Los Angeles. A Nurringeria man's remains, which were once traded for a prehistoric tiger skull, along with many other First Nations people's remains, have finally made their way home to Australia this weekend. Uncle Mayor Sumner has said he was traded to the museum over in Los Angeles here for a skull of a saber-toothed tiger. This is like them trading an animal for an animal. An unknown number of remains are still held in institutions and private collections abroad.
Also in national news, a joint study by the University of Melbourne and RMIT University have made links between television watching and online gaming to increased risks of obesity. The study found the binging of content on streaming platforms and online gameplay impacted people meeting the minimum physical activity recommendation from the World Health Organization. Senior author Klaus Ackermann from Monash Business School has said, "Sedentary behavior is induced by the need to stay connected online for longer hours, which leads to lower metabolic rates and contributes to obesity. Researchers have highlighted the importance of public awareness to combat the risks of high-speed internet access on obesity rates." In international news, 43 monkeys bred for medical research escaped from a South Carolina compound on Saturday. They escaped on Wednesday after an employee at the Alpha Genesis facility in Yamasee didn't properly lock the door as she fed them. Alpha Genesis CEO Greg Westergaard told CBS News, "They are very social monkeys and they travel in groups. So when the first couple go out the door, the others tend to just follow right along. One monkey has been safely recaptured, however, the rest are still on the run." For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a very high chance of showers. It is currently 28 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news at 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website, 4zzz.org.au/news. Thank you.